Second hour of the Investigative Journal, and a couple of program notes I just wanted to mention to people. You can listen now, again, at www.rbnlive.com. You can click on that and get the live broadcasts. And the archives for all the broadcasters has been updated up until about the end of January. And the staff at RBN right now is currently getting the archives from that date up until presently, the present shows back up. But in the meantime, you can go to my website at www.arcticbeacon.com, and you'll go about, just scroll down a little bit. In the middle of the page, you'll see important notice. And I mentioned that until RBN restores the present archives, if you want to get these shows, you can click on audio archives here. And a gentleman is helping RBN and putting them up in the interim, just so people don't miss these shows. And you can go there, just click on my website at Audio Archives here under the banner Important Notice, and you will be able to get this show and other shows in this interim period while RBN is restoring the archives. But I've been told that this should be done shortly, and everybody at the station is telling me it's going to be done very quickly. So they're working hard to do that. I also want to mention on my website at www.arcticbeacon.com. You can get many great interviews, many great news articles there. You can click on, there's a number of front page articles, or go to my article archives. You can read all the way back regarding 9/11 investigations. You can go into many, many things that have happening in our country, including the illegal war in Iraq. Even going back, and I thought about this, I remember even a couple of years ago when we had all this information that was really withheld from the media. They didn't cover this story the way they should have. In fact, the first story appeared 2 weeks after we had it on my website and came out in England. Well, basically, that was the Downing Street memos. And if we recall, we had solid evidence showing the Bush administration had doctored the evidence about nukes or about the terrorist threats in Iraq and nuclear threats and all that. There were no WMDs, and this was a whole orchestrated effort, and many government officials took part in this lie, and it just went away. Nobody's talking about it anymore. On Capitol Hill, their hearings just disappeared. All the evidence that shows the Bush administration illegally entered Iraq is just like it's in a fairy tale. It didn't happen, but it did, and we are just watching a criminal administration just run over us. And this has an effect all over the world. We have people in this show, for example. I'm in about 25 different countries, people calling me, emailing me about stories, and they really are proud of a lot of Americans who appear on my show, a lot of my guests, who are not afraid to take on these people. And that'll lead into, I got a minute here that I'm going to get to my guest, Mr. Novelli, right after this 1 minute, Mike Novelli. And it dovetails a story I have on my website, and I say this. Americans have been warned, and this is on my website today, about the evil black pope. But is anybody really listening? Well, my guest is listening, and he's going to tell you a lot of things that he's researched over the years. He's a Canadian who's really got his finger on the pulse of what really is happening in the New World Order. We're going to get back with Mike Novelli right after this short message on the Investigative Journal.
You ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
497-0274. Okay, we're back. And I just wanted to mention this, and this will lead into Mike Novelli, and we're going to find out exactly. He's been researching this subject for a long time, Vatican influence, and on my website I say hiding behind the veil of God and goodness, like the good devil worshiper he is, the Jesuit general, Father Peter Hans Kolvenbach, known as the Black Pope, is the most evil, and at the same time, most powerful man in the world. Now, I don't say that just because I dislike Mr. Kolvenbach or have my opinion. It's not opinions, it's facts that I've researched over many years, talking to researchers, talking to people who actually have witnessed satanic worshiping in the Vatican, and who know that Kolvenbach is the man pulling the strings behind the Pope. Mike, you've been researching this a long time. Tell us how you started to figure this whole web of deceit out. Go ahead.
Hi. The way it all started is, first of all, I'd like to say that I would like to take that Kolvenbach and sit down and have a chat with him, and by God's grace, turn him into another Alberto Rivera, if you know what I mean. Somebody at the top like that that could blow the cover on that whole satanic system. That is what this world needs, and needs indeed.
Yeah, and you know what? I've tried to contact him and went all the way up through to the Washington Assistancy to get an interview with him, and he declined. Stating that he can't talk with everyone because he's so busy, and they have to basically just stonewalled me at that point.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, I could tell you, Greg, that unless it's God's will and His purpose that you get Colvin back on your program, it will never happen.
Right.
As simple as that. That has to be an act of God, because that will do something in this world, which we have to look at the book of Revelations to see what that would be. Now, what I wanted to start out, first of all, I want to introduce myself. My name is Michael Novielli. I live up in Stouffville, Ontario, Canada. And I grew up in high school, Stouffville High School, down in the town of Stouffville here. Started there when I was 13 years old. And by the time I was 17, going on 18, there was a young fellow who was in my class named Rob. Rob was a real clown, good friend of mine, loved the guy. We partied together, had great times. One day he comes into class, theater arts class specifically, throws his books down on the desk, and on top of it is a book called The Holy Bible. I said to Rob, he says, what's with the Bible? Are you doing like literature study? He goes, oh, well, he says, that's the word of God, my brother. He says, do you believe the Bible's the word of God? And I, growing up as an Anglican, and always believed that there was a supreme being, whether his name was God, Jesus, or whoever, I did believe that I was a created being put here by a superior being. So I told Rob, yeah, I believe in God. And he says, okay. And he just left it at that. And the only thing I noticed at that point was that Rob was, he had something that I didn't. He was happy all the time. So anyways, within about a week or two, we had an early dismissal at our high school. And there was this one girl that I particularly liked and was chasing after, and took advantage of the early dismissal to go and find her out in the football field. And out of the blue, I get, hi, brother, how are you doing? Praise the Lord. Why don't we go on up to the math class? I'll sit down. I want to show you a couple things. Oh, I thought to myself at the time, oh, boy, here we go. Okay, let's get this over with.
Go ahead.
I don't want anything more to do with this guy and his religion, but, you know, I like the guy. I don't want to be ignorant with him, so let's do this quick. I go up into the classroom. He basically, on the blackboard, drew a throne, and he put myself on the throne and Jesus underneath the throne seat, the seat of the throne. He says, right now, according to the Bible, he says, don't believe me, get your Bible and find this out, but according right now, this is your life. You are on the throne of your own life. He says, the way God wants you to live, and he reversed it, and he put Jesus on the throne and me underneath Jesus. He says, this is the way God wants you to live. He wants Jesus to have control of your life. Is that not what you would want? I says, yeah, of course. Like, why not? He says to me, do you believe that Jesus Christ physically rose from the dead after being buried 3 days and three nights? And I said to him, yeah, I've always believed that. I says, you know, I mean, when it comes to things with God, why not? Like, what's to stop him? So he gave me this. He wrote down a prayer on a piece of paper, the sinner's prayer, and gave it to me. He says, I'm going to leave the room for a couple minutes. He says, I want you to pray this prayer real sincerely. And he says, I'll be back in a few minutes. So I bowed my head, and I started reading the prayer. And for the first time in my life, like, all that outside distraction of me wanting to hurry up and get through this and get out and see the girl, and you know, all that, it just obliterated. It went to nothing. All I was concerned about was this was dealing with my soul and saying that I realize that I'm a sinner, and by grace I'm saved through faith. There's nothing that I can do to save myself. I used to believe that if I was good, I'd go to heaven when I die, and if I was bad, well, I'd go to hell. But I found out from just reading what he had on here that that's not the case, that it's God's grace, that he unmeritedly favored us and took our place so that we could have everlasting life. So I prayed that prayer. Rob came in, I was, he was all happy. He said, brother, you're my brother now. You're in the kingdom of God, and went on like this. And I felt no different. I got home, and I picked up my King James Bible. Now, by the way, at the school there, he did give me a Good News for Modern Man, which I sat down and started reading just to get the picture of the Bible, because I was not familiar with the Bible at all.
Okay.
Started reading it. But when I got home, I picked up my King James Bible, because I remember my dad kept pointing John 3:3, you must be born again, at me, and asking me, what does he mean? What does Jesus mean? And I just, I had no idea. Hey, it was total darkness to me. Well, I open up the Bible, John 3:3, and where Jesus is, and you must be born again. No man can enter into the kingdom of heaven unless he's born of the water and spirit. And all that came alive to me. It was like, now I know what he's talking about. And it was funny, because I would go back to the Good News for Modern Man, read some of it, and then go back to the King James. And it was the King James where I was getting all the meat from the Spirit, the milk from the Spirit at the time, and growing by it. Well, I ended up attending a church, and it was a Baptist church. And when I was going there, like deep in my heart, I loved the Lord. I knew he had a plan in my life. But where I was, I just did not really feel comfortable there. I just knew there was something wrong. And I also knew deep in my heart that there is a Satan on this earth. And he has a kingdom. This is the kingdom we're living in right now, the kingdoms of this earth, and that he has a headquarters. Where is that headquarters? And I can remember thinking, even before I was saved, when I was 16 years old, thinking, where is Satan's headquarters on earth? Because he's not omnipotent like God. He is an individual and can reside only in one specific place. Well, then, in 1980, 1981, a friend of mine who was a charismatic Catholic gave me Alberto, Jack Chick's comic book, Alberto, the first series. And I sat down and read it, and I was like, wow. And then I was hungry for the second one. Finally, it came along, The Double Cross, and I read it. And reading the oath and induction in there, I thought, oh boy, looks like we're in trouble. And then with the Godfathers, understanding how the Jesuits set up and financed Hitler's regime, the SS, and that whole war was just to annihilate the Jews and the Russian Orthodox in order that the Pope could expand his holy, so-called Holy Roman Empire and take Jerusalem. Well, the thing is now, what's been happening, I noticed, amongst Christian circles, and when you read books and you hear pastors and people generally speaking, they call the Roman Catholic system a church. And I kind of like to title this, Why the Roman Catholic Institution Should Never Be Called a Church. Now, when we look in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, the Apostle Paul speaking, he says, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and that the head of every woman is the man, and that the head of Christ is God. So we see from here that God himself has decreed that this is the way, the order that he has put it in it to stay that way. Ephesians chapter 5, 22, from verse 22 to 32, the Apostle Paul speaking of the husband and wife relationship. And it's a little bit lengthy, but I believe that it's needed to be heard. He says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore,
Mike, can I ask you a favor?
Sure.
Just hold that thought. We're going to read that again. We're taking a short break, okay?
Okay.
So back in 3 minutes, and we'll start right there. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat badge I laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, we're back. My guest is Mike Novelli, and Mike is tracing his path that found God through the Bible, and it's helped him to really understand the evil on this earth and where it emanates from. And Mike, go ahead with what you were reading, and just intro it again so we get back to the point.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Greg. Okay, I just want to reiterate that in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 32, the Apostle Paul here is showing us the comparison of a husband and wife to the comparison of Jesus Christ and his church, and how they are to treat each other. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he's the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives even as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherished it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. For this cause shall man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. So here in this chapter, we've seen the comparison, and where the wife, for instance, where the wife is to be subject to the husband. It doesn't mean that the husband's the boss, and whatever I say, you do, and it's, oh, yes, master. No, that's not the case. Christ never, ever gives us something to do that he himself would not do. He would not give us something to do that he knows that we are incapable of doing. And likewise, with the wife, we would never, a husband should never mistreat the wife. So,
correct.
Likewise,
so, go ahead.
Because, sorry?
No, go ahead.
Oh, the reason here, he goes into the detail of how that we, all of us together, the Christians, are one with the Lord, we're one with his Spirit, and I'll read it.
Do you have it there?
Yeah, I do have it here. We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. And then right after that, he goes on to say, for this cause, for this reason, shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. So by the two, by the man and the woman having a sexual intercourse, they then are becoming one flesh. Just the same as when we have a spiritual intercourse with the Lord, we are one spirit.
Right, and we've had on this show, I only have a couple minutes and then we'll get into the second half hour.
Sure.
Many shows have shown how there's been an orchestrated effort to disrupt the family in America and in North America. How there have been programs to orchestrate a disruption of unity, the strength of the family through many different ways. So that your point is that this would be a way to disrupt their plans, correct? By following the word of God, right?
We follow the word, but then in this, what I've just read, after our commercial break, I'm going to show you that this is how Christ is identifying his own church. And then
okay.
He's going to identify the harlot. And then we're going to compare the two.
All right, and that'll lead us into a discussion about Kolvenbach in Rome.
Uh-huh.
I might add, if people are wondering, I want to send him letters, anything, you can get a hold of him by writing, and you can call Rome, you can look on the internet, but he's at Borgo Santo Spirito Cinque, that's number 5.
Number 5, yeah.
That's their headquarters, and it's very near the Vatican. I've walked by there many times when I worked there, worked in Rome for about 6 years. But anyway, I can't remember the code to get you to Rome, but you can find that on the internet. But if you want to write him a letter and express your opinions to him, let's see if he responds to anybody, because he doesn't like talking about these things.
Cool. I wonder why. The Holy Spirit convicts him, and he knows that. He knows his day's coming, and I don't know. He's a fool. He's a fool for not receiving the truth and obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right, and I'll get into a couple questions I have to you, because I've tried to even talk to some Jesuits, and they just don't even want to deal with this subject and consider me to be way in left field. I'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Half hour of the investigative journal. My guest is Mike Novielli. And Mike, your story is very, very interesting, and I hope people are starting to understand that once you start taking off all the layers of the onion, you know, even in my broadcasts, and I'll be honest with you, I was a journalist that covered many different things. I didn't consider myself to be a Christian until relatively, you know, just recently. But mm-hmm. I always was searching myself for these evildoers and learned about them when I worked in Rome for 6 years. And it's funny how even with a person like me, growing up as a Catholic, straying away from the church, and now coming back to it, I find that my broadcasts start to speak the word of God. It's funny how it happens to you, but it's only through the help of many people, like your friend helped you when you were young. Mm-hmm. And the path is sometimes is different for all of us. Some of us find them young at a young age, some at an older age, but it's never too late. And it's very, very interesting how this creeps into my broadcast and resonates so loud because it really is the only way to defeat these people. Don't you agree?
Oh, I agree 100%. You know,
continue.
Go ahead. I was going to say, in fact, the young fellow who originally led me to the Lord, Rob Milligan was his name, that's the last time I saw him. Apparently, I heard he went on to be a Pentecostal pastor. And if by any chance he happens to be listening to this program, I'd like to ask him if he would get in touch with me. I live at the same address. I have the same phone number. I'm in the phone book. You can go on Canada 411. Look me up, please,
okay.
Rob.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Okay, as I was saying here in about Ephesians 5:22-32, we see the picture that as the head is the husband, the head is the man, and the head is Christ. And then the subject, or the one who is to be subjected to the head, is the wife is to be subject to her husband, the woman is to be subject to the man, and the church is to be subject to Christ. So we see this mystery that Paul's speaking of the church and Christ in the church. So as Christ is the head of the woman, Christ is the head of the church and loves and cherishes it, likewise the wife or the woman is to submit herself unto her husband, as the church is submitted or subject to Christ. We see here that a woman represents a church. I speak concerning Christ and the church, the Apostle Paul said. Now, let's see if the Roman Catholic institution at this point has any claim, any right in calling herself a church. In fact, the church. Now, Christ says this about his own church in Jeremiah 31:33-34. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward part and write it in their heart, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. And then in Hebrews 10:7, he says, And their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. What a marvelous God that we have that can actually will to forget. Try willing to forget. You can't. It's impossible. As a human being with our minds, we cannot will to forget. We do forget, but it's not by will. So here is a being, our created being, our creator, who has that power to will to forget. Now, the great whore. This is what God has to say about her in Revelation 18, verses 4 to 6. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. So to the true church, to the true church, the Israelite, the church, Jesus Christ's body, those he bought and purchased and that put their faith in him, he says to them, I will remember your sins no more. But to this harlot, he says that he remembers her iniquities. And because of that, we are to reward her even as she rewarded us. And we are to give double unto her double according to her works in the cup which she has filled to her double. So, you see, when we call the Roman Catholic system a church, and we hear this a lot, oh, yeah, I was over, I saw my brother went over to the Mass, it was at the Catholic Church. By saying the word church, the psychology of it is so damaging, because there is only one church, the Church of Jesus Christ, the one he established on the day of Pentecost in the upper room in Antioch. This institute, pardon?
Yeah, and go ahead and explain to us how you came to believe and came to understand that the real evil in our world right now, I mean, a lot of people want to find out how this New World Order operates, actually emanates from the Vatican. Go ahead.
Because in Revelation 17, he calls her Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. So she's not only the mother of harlots, but she's also the mother of abominations. In other words, she's the mom. She conceived daughters, and those daughters conceived daughters, and those daughters conceived daughters. And it goes on. And all those other daughters are all the cults, and you name it. You name it on this earth. They're her daughters. Her first primary daughters, I would have to say, was the apostate Protestantism. Because, first of all, it was the Anglican Church, I would say, because they took everything from Rome, just left the...
Did you read recently how the bishops Anglican Church and the Catholic Church are now uniting under the Pope?
They're going back. And you know what the big farce is? They make it look like that Rome is saying, no, we don't really want you back. No. And the Anglicans are going, please, we know we did wrong.
What a deceit.
What a deceit.
And I think Alberto Rivera's story is revealing, because I had his wife on, Nuri Rivera, last week.
Yeah, I heard it.
And what's revealing about it is how they use the Jesuit order as their henchmen to infiltrate other churches that may be spreading the Bible, correct?
Yeah, no, not only churches, every sector of life. Those Jesuits infiltrated every sector of life. You name it. They infiltrated it. They penetrated it.
And, you know, as we do story after story, trying to pinpoint how this New World Order operates, in your mind, how do you see this operating? And explain from your point of view how this evil is spread throughout the world and how they can orchestrate these wars, which are killing millions and have killed millions over the years. Go ahead, just so people know what your thoughts are about this.
Okay, it starts right at the top. The dragon, Satan himself, who is in possession and controls the Pope of Rome. And also the superior Jesuit general.
And how does it filter down? Because this, you know, we've heard Bush even say this is a crusade.
Yep.
Go ahead.
It goes down to the 8 provincial Jesuit generals under Peter Kolvenbach. From them, they have other Jesuits under them. And as you realize, the lower you go down the degrees, the less they know. Then you have Jesuits who have branched off and formed groups such as Freemasons, Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, Opus Dei, you name it. They're out there. But what the people do not realize is that they are all, every single one of them, are a Jesuit order, just with another name.
Right, and they've even infiltrated into the council.
Their master is at the top, Peter Kolvenbach. I like to call him Cloven Hoof. The devil.
Yeah, and it's not a laughing matter, but...
True. It's not a laughing matter, but hey, at the end, we are going to be the ones who are going to be laughing.
Right, and they know it,
too. And then we're
going to
cry, and all our tears will be wiped away.
And, you know, I think it's also important to understand that this organization has filtered into governments all over the world.
That's right. You see, these Jesuit provincials, and through their Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and all their secret societies, Skull and Bones, you name it, what they do is they have their own universities from which they pump out their minions, put their minions in political power in high places. And, hey, it's just a game of, what was that game it used to be called? I think it was Clue or something, a board game, where you get your best man on top and knock all the ones out from underneath.
And let me just give you these facts so people understand. There's 28 major Jesuit universities, Georgetown being one of the main ones right near the White House.
Right.
And they own 54 high schools. Their landmass, the Catholic Church, the Pope, and all their orders is immense around the world. It's probably the richest organization in the world. And I laugh when people who try to argue with me and say the Catholic Church is just a benign organization. I can't understand that. You can go to many lawsuits filed right now that are trying to get at the Vatican Bank for genocide, and they're proving categorically that this group has more land holdings and gold holdings and money laundering bank, the Vatican Bank being a money laundering outfit. I mean, this is huge. Now, let's just talk about the number of representatives in Congress and Senate. I've tracked a story that's even boasting on the Jesuit website that 10% of the congressmen in our House and 10% of the senators in our House are Jesuit-trained, or Senate. So you got 10% just Jesuit-trained. That's not counting. And I went through a list of the top leaders of military and other people in our government who are Jesuit-trained. Now, that's not counting the connections of the Knights of Malta and many, many others. So their influence is immense in our government and in the media as well. And I want to touch on this, how they use scapegoats like the Jews as being the culprits here. And that makes me, what do you think about that, how they do that?
Oh, they always try to cover their tracks and take an enemy that they don't like and destroy that enemy, like they did with Lee Harvey Oswald. Oswald had nothing to do. I mean, he had somewhat to do with it, but he wasn't in no way the one who pulled the trigger that killed John Kennedy.
Right, but, and I say this also, although people have been warned about these infiltrators, going back to the time of Abraham Lincoln, who was killed, you can prove, by a Jesuit Vatican organized hit squad. The warnings seem to go in one ear and out the other. And I don't know if it goes in one ear and out the other or whether they just have a huge propaganda campaign that has taken over, really, our media and our government, so we never get the true story. What's your thoughts about that? Because I'm sure it's the same in Canada.
Yeah, you know, I've often wondered, too, whether this HARP, H-H-A-R-P, up in Alaska, where it has to do with weather control and mind manipulation through microwaves and that. Like you take the Columbine Massacre there back a few years, they were saying, I heard that, these men were completely under a mind control, that they did not know it was radio waves being beamed into their brain. And that's why they did what they did. The interesting thing that I saw in the whole thing is that these men that went in there were all dressed in Jesuit cassocks or, you know, the long robes.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. How can people, I know you have a website, how can people read about some of what you write and other things? Can you give that out right now?
Oh, sure can. It's http://www.geocities.com/prophetic angel 2001. Not Prophetic Angel 2001 is all in one string. That was the year that I started that website. The Lord had been pushing me. And I believe it started in March, just before the 911.
Right. And explain to us what you think about 911, because we've pinpointed that this goes deep into Vatican intrigue as far as being organized by them and others working for them. Well, what's your thoughts about that?
No, to tell you everything what I think about it, we need weeks and weeks, but I'll break it down for you, Greg.
Yeah, we have a minute here, then about 5 minutes, and I'll bring you back for another interview, so don't worry about
it. Okay, I'll be listening for the music. Yeah,
yeah,
I believe that Colvin Back himself ordered that. The reason being was as far as Vatican is concerned, we are the white heretic trash that escaped here. They've let their Catholic trash who are liberal escape over here. Now what they're going to do is use their Muslims, which they've done. They wanted to incite something. In order for those buildings to come down, they had to make it a reason for it to come down. It wouldn't look too good. They'd have a lot of explaining to do if all of a sudden at 8 o'clock in the morning for no reason, what would look like a controlled demolition happens with no plane. So they ran those planes into it. Apparently,
right.
I heard there was no people in those planes to start with. They were military aircraft. Well, here comes the commercial, and
yep.
I'll carry on after.
All right. Thanks for making my job easy. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The words that I remember. Okay, we're going to get right back at it here quickly. We had a number of callers, and everybody's calling late. I'll try to get to you if I can. We only have about 4 or 5 minutes left. Let's go to Nathan in Tennessee. And can you make it short, Nathan? I apologize, but you can call back again. I'll have Mike on again. Go ahead.
Yes. I'd just like to have the listeners go to a book called Rome's Challenge. It's a very interesting. And also in Daniel 7, the Pope, it talks about would claim to be God on earth and also have the power to forgive sins. No other organization in the world does that. And also to think to change times and laws. We need to really start looking and thinking about the end game. What is all this leading to? And I think that by doing that, we'll see that they're going to establish the fact that they have the power. And as Rome's challenge is that because they have changed God's law and that you serve and follow them instead of the holy Ten Commandments.
Mike, do you have any comments?
Well, I happen to know for one thing here, we're like with the Adventists, how they're going and have been believing that Sunday is going to be the statutory day where you can't, you know, you have to go to Mass on Sunday, and that's where you're accounted for with your mark of the beast on your hand or forehead. Truth is Rome's planned it all along. It's not going to be Sunday. It's going to be Saturday.
Yeah. Well, Rome itself says that Sunday is her mark of authority.
Oh, I know, but Rome's a liar, too. She'll say anything. She'll say one thing one time and then do something. Look at the ecumenical movement. She was the ferocious lion during the Inquisitions, and then she got beaten in the head with a stick that nearly killed her. She came back, too. Now she's gentle as a lamb as she gets power. Then she becomes clever as a fox, and then once again, once she has the power, she turns into that lion.
Right.
But roameth around seeking whom she can devour.
Yeah, well, we go to the holy word of God in Ezekiel, as also in Exodus, it's clearly stated that the Sabbath, the seventh-day Sabbath, is the sign and the seal of the Most High. And so she can't claim that. She claims that Sunday is, and she's killed millions just on that point alone. And so we see that this is developing today, and we will soon see that, that in fact, this is the truth.
Now, you stated that it says that the Sabbath is the seal of the Most High?
Yes, in Exodus 31, as well as in Ezekiel 20:12, it says that the sign of God is the Sabbath. The sign and seal are one. It is God's mark.
Because the seal of God, unless it's the case that to the Israelites that was, the, you know, the keeping of the Sabbath was the seal. But today, to us, both Jews and Gentiles, there are neither Jew nor Gentile, there's neither Greek, you know, neither male or female, all of the body of the Christ, we're sealed by the Holy Ghost until the day of redemption. That's our seal from God.
Right. I think, like I was saying, that we can explore this again, but carefully read the fact that God's holy Ten Commandments does not change.
Okay, we're off to commercial here.
Yeah, well, we're off to we're going to end the show right now. Nathan, thanks for calling. You can call back again, Mike. It's too short a time, but we're going to be back. I'm going to bring you back either next week or the week after. I'll talk to you off the air. But thanks so much for your insights, and we'll talk again.
It's been a blessing, and peace be with all the listeners.
Okay, that was Mike Novielli, and we're all out of time. I'm going to be back tomorrow, same time, same place. I apologize to a couple callers who didn't get through. Call me tomorrow, and Radkin in Vermont especially, you've been holding, and I didn't have time, but I won't forget about you. So we'll talk again. Until tomorrow, good afternoon.
You got headaches?